Christ, light of life, shine in your people here. Stay with us now, put fear to flight, as evening ushers in the night. Warm the darkness with your love and light, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, light of life, shine in your people. Jesus Christ, light of life, shine in your people here. Of life and love and fire divine, we rejoice in you with the pure voice of gladness, as we spread your love in us. Joy is life of glory, sacred earth made human story.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We praise and thank you, O God, through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom you have enlightened us by revealing the light that never fades. Night is falling, and day's allotted span draws to a close. The daylight you created for our pleasure has fully satisfied us, and yet of your free gift, now the evening lights do not fail us. We praise you and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom be glory, honor, and power to you in the Holy Spirit, now and always and forever and ever.
Help us be now among us here.
O God, from the rising of the sun to its setting, your name is worthy of all praise. Let our prayer rise before you as incense, and with the lifting up of our hands, may we offer our whole lives to you through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Projection itself is not the problem. The problem occurs when we don't examine those projections with a critical eye, with a hermeneutic of suspicion. The issue is that we write laws that codify the shadow parts of the God we create in order to diminish others, to abuse others. The trouble starts when our God is too small, when we reduce our worst projections to fit in our pocket and keep this God on our team. When we neglect to confront this created God, we get the Crusades and the doctrine of discovery, the murder of indigenous people and Jews, apartheid and enslaved Africans, sexism, xenophobia, and homophobia, all in the name of the too puny God that is the worst of ourselves. I know I've got my projections. They are inspired by my imagination and anything for her creation. Her love is fierce. She weeps when we do and insists on justice. She is God. She is love.
The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. And for our salvation, we pray to you, O God of all mercy, and listen to our prayer. For peace in the whole world, and peace among all peoples, we pray to you, O God. For all those who govern, give wisdom and compassion, we pray to you, O God. For all who work for justice and freedom from oppression,
We pray to you, O God. Rain, sun, and harvest, and food to fill the hungry, we pray to you, O God. For all who know affliction, despair, wrath, and danger, we pray to you, O God. For all those who suffer in grief, pain, and sorrow, we pray to you, O God. For all our beloved, our family, friends, and neighbors, we pray to you, O God. Rejoicing in communion with saints gone before us, we pray to you, O God. God of love, hear our prayer.
God of love, we thank you that you have kept us under your protecting care in the day that is past. Bring your healing to the wounds of this day, those we have inflicted, those we have felt, those that trouble our world. Cover us this night with the wings of your grace and raise us to a new day with Christ, our light and our peace. Let us pray with confidence in the words our Savior gave us. Our Creator in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and our closing hymn will be on page 15, Come Unto Me, and we'll sing it through twice.
Come unto me, all ye who labor, come unto me, and I will give you rest for my heart. My burden it is light. Come unto me and rest. Come unto me, all ye who labor. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. For my yoke
go in peace to serve the Lord.
Hello? Jonas? I'm on? Is this on? There's one more song if you want to stay and learn a new song with us. A couple people are coming up to help. We got to, over here, Mary, we got to use this mic. So you have the words, and the idea is to sing along. So where's Ray? Is Ray coming? Ray?
Yeah, that's just the button here.
Okay, does he know where? Oh, he's curious. And we're just waiting for Ray, so... Do you want to be over here?
I just need to see the chords, but maybe I don't.
Here, well, there's two stands. So you take a stand. I'm caught on something. This isn't working out very well.
Do you have chords?
No. Okay. You and I need to be on that mic. There you go. It's got chords. All three of us are picking up on this. Okay. All right, so we invite you to sing along. Is this mic working?
Yep.
Great. Okay. Who are we? I'm Mary Lowe, and I came here the first time in 1985. And when I did that, there was this guy named Ray, and I thought, I want to be Ray, right?
I want to be Mary.
And we've stayed in communion in Minneapolis, and so I took Linda's How to Write a Song class, and the class was so good that I did write a song, and we're all going to sing it. So, and this is Mary Halverson, who's the pastor of Grace University Lutheran Church in Minneapolis, who's my pastor, and she's going to help. So you've got the words, so we invite you all to sing along. And the bridge is a little slower, but you'll catch it. And this is Jane on the piano. Everybody say hi, Jane.
Hi.
She's going to start. Forever. Go in peace, serve the Lord.